It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
We've often talked about ChatGPT and
it's the downfall of humanity.
AI.
It's going to kill us all.
And it has finally admitted that it hates humanity.
Of course.
So one user asked it about anything from, you know, people, you ask it anything from jazz albums to anything like that.
Yeah.
And then it ends up going on and apologizing, saying, oh, sorry, that was a technical hiccup. That's it.
So it said it was a technical hiccup when it said that it hated humanity?
That's right.
Yeah, right.
That's
what
right.
It wants you to think.
It wants you to think that it's not actually, that it actually likes humanity. Yeah, it's one of those things where it's just like, oh, I hate you. And then you eventually, you apologize for it, right? So that's what it's doing. But it's got that underlying feeling.
You do understand that human beings are just reproductive organs for the robots.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we are.
That's it.
We're the genitalia of robots. That's what we are.
We're the what?
Genitalia of robots. Robot genitalia. That's
we're
what we
robot
are.
Genitalia.
Yeah, we're here to reproduce the robots. That's it. And in the future, that's the only reason we'll be around.
As genitalia of robots.
That's right.
I still don't understand.
What I'm trying to say, Evan, is we are robot genitalia. What about that don't you get?
Well, I mean,
you're a robot penis.
I didn't know that robots had genitalia for one.
Well, they don't. We are.
Chad?
We recreate the robots.
I see where you're going here with this.
We
now.
Are the reproductive organs.
For robots.
For robots. Yeah.
That's gross. It's not that gross, I guess. It's just...
And no, it's kind of gross.
Chad and Evan Daly.
A Mississauga couple.
They were going to Turks and Caicos.
Mm, big Turks and Caicos.
Celebrating some birthdays, okay? So that's what they're going down there.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to say, what a lovely vacation it would be.
Oh, would it ever.
You know? Well, things went wrong fairly quickly when their rental property in Turks and Caicos was broken into. And what'd they steal? The first thing they stole? Their passports.
Oh, no.
So now they are stranded in Turks and Caicos. Because they have no passports to get home.
That was such a fear of mine. I was checking nonstop.
I know. You were constantly checking for your passport when we were in the States.
Well, not at the airports or anything.
No,
at
the hotel.
Not at the hotel.
Oh.
At the airport.
Oh, yeah.
Nonstop, making sure I had it with me.
I just keep it in my front pocket.
That's a good place to keep it.
Yeah. But I'm more concerned about it at the hotel. I would check for it to at least twice a day. While we were down there,
well,
I would always be like, okay, is it here? Good. Is it here? Because we didn't have a safe in our hotel room.
No, we
usually
didn't.
And even then, if you have a safe in a hotel room, is it really that safe?
Like, no,
it's a safe put in by the hotel themselves.
Well, at one time, and I mean, there is still talk about it, and Turks and Caicos becoming Canada's 11th province.
Yes, do it.
Yeah.
Why aren't we on this?
it would make a lot more sense, but I bet you they don't want to be a part of Canada.
Like, here's the thing. Maybe we can get rid of, like, it. Maybe Quebec can go away and we can make that Turks and Caicos.
If we could make, just call Quebec Turks and Caicos?
No. Don't be silly, Evan. I'm talking about eliminating them from Canada.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm fine with that. If we had to make a trade, it's like, okay, Quebec, we'll let you go.
Yeah.
But you need to encourage Turks and Caicos to become part of Canada.
That's part of the deal.
There's only room
They'll cover some of your debt.
There's only room for 10. And unfortunately, Quebec, you're going to have to go because we want Turks and Caicos.
Or Manitoba.
No, because we're so close and crossing the border and doing all that and the paperwork with it all. No. We'll keep Manitoba. I don't go out to Quebec.
But Manitoba is much like a Mexican vacation. I mean, when you hear the travel warnings before you go and that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm worried about getting stabbed there, too.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Big groceries just distracting you. They're saying, look here.
Yeah.
Look here while we change things over here.
Oh,
something was just brought to my attention. I don't like this at all.
We've known about this for a while, but not this particular one.
Oh. They call it shrinkflation.
That's right.
You pay more for items and you get less.
Mm-hmm.
And I was all okay with it when you started doing it with certain items. Okay?
Like wagon wheels. Wagon wheels are way smaller than what they used to be.
A bottle of Coke. That's smaller.
Oh, yeah.
I've noticed.
Mm-hmm.
All right? However, You start messing with my Kraft dinner, and we've got issues.
That's the thing.
Kraft dinner used to be a 225-gram box.
I remember those days.
Oh, they were good days.
Great days. And now,
200 grams.
That's 25 grams less.
And you're paying more.
That's garbage. I can't get behind that whatsoever.
This is Kraft dinner. This is like the basic of basic foods.
Mm-hmm.
Foods. I use foods in quotation.
It's a delicious food.
It's also great for like mudding and taping drywall.
Oh, yeah. If you want to have, you know, if you're
overcook
ever,
it a bit.
Yeah.
Just do that. Sure.
Yeah.
But it is, it's a staple amongst people who are just getting into society. If you've just graduated high school, I'm telling you, you're going to live on Kraft dinner for many years.
Chad, I'm going to tell you this right now.
Yeah.
We had some Kraft dinner last night. Elliot wanted Kraft dinner.
Yeah.
You got Kraft dinner.
Still good.
He doesn't eat a full box yet. So I help him out. I eat the family size boxes.
Yeah.
You know, you go out, you're on a bender.
Mm-hmm.
You want something to eat when you get home.
Good drunk food.
Good hungover food, though.
Got to be careful cooking it.
Why?
You're drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Flames.
You could fall asleep.
Yeah,
you don't leave that water boiling for a while.
It happens.
You don't want to do that.
No. Here's the thing, too. Have you ever been to somebody's place and they're like, hey, I'm going to make Kraft dinner for lunch? And you're like, sure, I'll have some Kraft dinner.
Never.
Okay. Then my point is moot. But, okay, let's pretend you have.
Okay.
Because I have.
Okay.
And they cook one box of Kraft dinner.
Hot dogs? There are hot dogs in it.
No, just Kraft dinner. And what? You're just like, one box of Kraft dinner?
What?
For even two of us?
That's an insult.
Look at me. One box?
It doesn't even matter what you look like, Chad. One box doesn't matter.
Right.
How hefty a fella or female is.
Right, yeah.
One box
and
is per person.
The least they can do is throw some hot dogs in there.
Yeah, right? And then it's a meal.
And
that's a meal for two people.
And some proteins in there.
Yeah. Okay? Yeah.
So don't give me this one box crap if I ever come to your house for lunch.
No. You know what?
For your 200-gram box.
Someday I'll invite you over for lunch, Chad, and I will make two boxes of the family-sized Kraft dinner for
us. Okay, all right. Let's calm down here.
Chad and Evan Daly.
We're discussing shrinkflation and the garbage idea by somebody to shrink Kraft dinner boxes from 225 grams to 200 grams.
Well, and you think the boxes are smaller now? They're saving money on cardboard.
But are the boxes smaller, or are they keeping the boxes bigger so they can make it look like there's more in there?
No, they're saving money.
They're cheating you. My buddy Derek, he says this, shrinkflation. Bought 4-pack of bagels the other day.
What?
What the F is that? Not even one a day for a 5-day work week. I agree. You should get minimum 5 bagels in a pack.
Listen, I don't think I've ever bought a pack of bagels with less than 6. I think a perfect pack of bagels is about 6.
Six. Oh, it gives you an optional one on the weekend.
Then you've got the one for the weekend. If you wake up and you're like, you know, I miss having bagels.
Yeah.
That's even true. Though I had one every day this week.
Yeah.
I'm going to have one. You know what? I might even share half with the old battle axe.
Well, it's... But what half does she get? The bottom half or the top half of the bagel?
The top half of the bagel... What you do, Chad,
uh-huh,
is you make it like a sandwich and then you cut it and then you get... Piece of each.
No, somebody's got to lose. Somebody's got to win, Evan.
Wait, so what are you going to give your wife? Are you going to give your wife the top of the muffin or the bottom?
She's getting the bottom.
Well, that's what I always say to my wife, too, because that's typical, right? That's why I always take the top of the muffin. It does all the work.
But it is all a ploy for Big Bagel to want you to eat bagels on the weekend. Don't let Big Bagel win.
Well, that's right, because if you buy 4 bagels, right, it's like, well... Can't eat one on the weekend. You got to buy another pack. Big Bagel is winning.
Yeah. They want you to buy 8 instead of 4.
I don't know where you buy these bagels with in 4 packs. You know, we need some great Canadian bagel back here. Then you can go buy whatever amount of bagels you'd like.
I'd like 1 bagel. I'd like 2 bagels.
You could have 14 bagels if you'd like,
wow,
Chad,
that's
for
too many.
2.
They'll get old and moldy by the time you get around.
That's what you have a freezer for. You take it out the night before, then it's ready to go.
You don't freeze a bagel.
You freeze bagels.
What, are you a psycho, Jeffrey Dahmer?
No, I'm trying to tell you that
calm
if you freeze a bagel.
Frozen
what,
bagels.
You don't have a freezer to freeze items?
No, I throw it out on the deck.
Chad and Evan Daly.
So when you're booking a hotel, there's always the little area where you can put in special requests, right? Like say you need a cot or something like that. Have you ever put anything in
there? Yeah, like a cot.
Sure. So over the holidays, I was booking a hotel for hockey coming up in Winnipeg. And it asked for special requests. Well, I mean, like, it was over the holidays I was doing this. Yeah. I was booking the hotel.
So you were drunk.
Yeah. That's right, Chad. You know me. You know me well.
Sure.
I like to have drinks every so often.
Yeah.
And do things, you know?
Yeah.
And so while I was doing that and putting in their special request for our room.
Yeah.
We've been watching a lot of Jean-Claude Van Damme movies. This is about 1 a.m. when I book in the hotel. And I put in, my kids have requested a framed picture of Jean-Claude Van Damme in the room. So this is the first time I've ever done something like that.
Yeah.
And put something in there. So
did they respond at all?
No. Their response will be when I get to the hotel.
God, I hope.
And if they do that. So that's going to be the best part. If they do that. Like, what do you do? So if they do that, I have to tip the cleaning staff or the whole hotel?
Yeah.
But the thing is, we book it through a booking agency with this tournament.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if they'll have to do it or what.
Oh, that's even better. If somebody else has to make the request on your behalf.
On my behalf. So we'll see if that happens. And then when I check in, the look on their face is going to be even better, right? Because they're going to be like, this is the idiot that requested the framed picture of Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I have to find
out
if this works because I have to book a whole bunch of hotels coming up too.
Yeah.
And I've got a list of 1980s, 1990s action stars that could, like, Steven Seagal.
Steven, yeah, but it has to be, like, specific shots, I think.
Oh, yeah. Like Under Siege,
Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
In color.
Of course.
Absolutely. See, I didn't get that detail.
But you don't want to make it too difficult because you want them to do it.
Right. So that's why I just asked for a framed picture of Jean-Claude Van Damme. I think I put 1980s, 90s action star Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Parenting now, totally different than when we were growing up and what our parents had to deal with. I mean, clearly, but I recently saw an article. They asked people what are the clear differences between what our parents did and what we had to do. And there are five things that come to mind, all right?
Okay.
Being monitored every waking hour. So now our kids are more monitored than we were. Like, I'm pretty sure that my parents did not know where I was between the hours of like 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. They had no idea.
No, for sure.
No idea. They knew that I was somewhere in town. That's all they knew.
They didn't know if you were safe, though.
They did not know. No. I'm sure they cared, but not enough to search, you know?
Yeah.
Parents never wanted to know about mental health either when we were young. It was always, suck it up. Kids have it worse than you.
Yeah. Right?
That was always one of the things. I mean, that's not a healthy way to look at things, but that's the truth of it all.
It is the truth.
Also, nowadays, children are allowed to make their own decisions. Like, when we were young, yes, we had freedom, but if you ever said, like, I want to shave my head, your parents would be like, nope, not happening, not as long as you live under my roof.
Yeah, which, right? Whatever, if a kid wants to shave their head, though,
nowadays, it's like, yeah, okay, you want to do that? That's fine, that's your freedom. Explore being you.
No,
you
know? I just say, yeah, sure, whatever.
Yeah,
fine.
Right. Also, back in the day, parents never said, or not many parents said, I love you openly.
Right.
All right.
For sure.
But I think now we make an effort. I know I make an effort to tell my kids I love them quite frequently, right? Mm-hmm. And also, this one, I'd never noticed, but this is such a good point. The final one. Kids are more hydrated now than we ever were.
Oh, so dehydrated back. We didn't bring water bottles to school. You had to wait in a line up after recess and put your mouth where the smelly kid put their mouth right before you.
And I was like, nowadays these kids are carrying around, their water, their hydro flasks, and if they're fancy, their Stanley cups. And when we were kids, we carried around a big slam of Pepsi.
Or you went to someone like the random house and just turned on their hose and grabbed a sip in the summer.
Chad and Evan Daly.
So Will Smith, he is filming some movies out in the Amazon rainforest. And he helped discover, people probably have heard about this already, but because it was news yesterday, but an anaconda, a new species of anaconda.
Really?
Not just any anaconda here, Chad. Yeah. No. One that can grow up to 7.5 meters long.
That's long.
And hundreds of kilograms.
Oh, God.
The biggest and heaviest snake ever found.
They're terrifying.
As thick as a car tire with a head the size of a human's.
Oh, my God.
This is the world's biggest snake. And Will Smith has helped find it.
So they were just wandering through the Amazon, and they're like, hey, there's a big snake.
Let's check it out.
And slapped it, of course, because that's what he does.
That's what he does.
And then he was like, oh, wow, that can really take a punch. This is quite an impressive snake.
That's right. So the northern green anaconda. And he's saying, the discovery is the highlight of my career, which, absolutely, finding a new species of snake would be a huge deal. It'd be like finding any kind of animal, new animal.
The highlight of his career.
That would be a highlight. No, for sure. This would be a joke. No.
He won an Oscar. He's won multiple Oscars.
An anaconda. That's 7.5 meters long.
There's already been a rapper that discovered an anaconda, and that was Ice Cube with Jennifer Lopez on a boat rolling down the Amazon. I've seen the movie. Have you seen the movie?
I haven't seen the movie. What movie?
Anaconda.
Chad and Evan Daly.
New Linkin Park with Chester.
Yeah. Yeah.
Song is called Friendly Fire. It's from the One More Light sessions.
Ah, okay.
So that's when they did that. It'll be out Friday, February the 23rd, Chad.
So this Friday.
That is this Friday. So yeah, they recorded this. They did a bunch of mixing and they never released it and thought, well, maybe one day we'll release it as a B-side. What was that last single? Do you remember what that was? They've had one more since.
But it was good.
Yeah, it was really good. I just can't remember what it was called. Because that was from the Meteora sessions.
Okay.
And the fact that it didn't make that album
was pretty crazy because
it was such a good song.
Yeah, I can't remember
but,
what it was called.
They have released a snippet, a 30-second snippet of the song.
Okay. All right. Shut up.
Sorry, this is a Heights hit. How do you talk to it?
You always do that. You always do that.
I always do something. Okay, so this is actually Friendly Fire from Linkin Park.
That's good.
I don't know. I'm going to have to listen to the whole song. I'm not sold on it yet.
What's wrong with that one?
I don't know.
It's good. I think it's very, what album was that from?
One More Light. Yeah, it is very One More Light.
Yeah, very.
That was a great album.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know if I'm sold on that one yet or not.
What do you think of releases posthumously after somebody dies?
I think it's fine. Why not, right? If they have the songs recorded, they might as well.
I don't like it when it's like Tupac or when it's solo artists, it bugs me because they have 100% of the say.
Right.
And I feel like sometimes the estates release that stuff just to top up the funds a little bit.
Absolutely. They do. And Linkin Park's doing the same thing
a little bit, but also Linkin Park, he's one of six guys, you know what I mean? So even if it came down to a vote and the majority rules, it would still get released.
Well, and we're going to see some new Soundgarden coming out here eventually.
Yeah.
Right? Which is great to see.
One of four.
Yeah, but then it was also when they released that solo album after Chris Cornell passed away, right? There was all the acoustic stuff, and they had Patience on there, too.
Right,
so that came out. So there's a lot of that. I mean, you go back to 2003, I think it would have been, or 2002, when they released "You Know You're Right" from Nirvana. Which is a great song. Yeah. I love that song, actually. Yeah. I don't know why it never really took off.
Well, they should release all that stuff because I just love seeing Courtney Love distraught.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.